Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second, the center fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting third, the right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Fred Stanley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Marty Patton. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second, the center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting third, the first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman fires to first and picks off Harper. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bravo, who is chasing the ball. Hovley reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hovley scores. It's 1-0, Pilots. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. There goes Comer. The throw from Hairman to Morales, and Comer is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a pop-up towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nyman, and towards Morales, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler strikes out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman bunts towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nyman for the out. Morales moves to third. Noop moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen fields the ball and throws to Patton covering. Safe. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bravo hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales scores. Noop scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Spence moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. Spence moves to third. Melton moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-1 in the game. Christian is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nyman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Goosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bravo hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill pinch hits for Marty Patton. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gill moves to second. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hovley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Comer hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Miguel Fuentes now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann strikes out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-2 in the game. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walden. Knoop reaches second base with a double. Morales goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-2 in the game. Nyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-3 in the game. Bravo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Spence hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Bravo moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dick Baney now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Bravo moves to third. Melton moves to second. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-3 in the game. Christian hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bravo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy pinch hits for Dick Baney. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-3 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan pinch runs for Wayne Comer. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-3 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goosen strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Hegan moves to third. Walton moves to second. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Walton moves to third. McNairtney moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. John Donaldson pinch hits for Bob Locker. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Walton scores. McNairtney moves to third. Stanley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNairtney tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Seattle Pilots, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.